Is there any reason to believe that the mafia ever operated in Tulsa or in Oklahoma?
The traditional mafia like John Gotti that has the Italian social club in New York, because there's a large Italian population and they get involved in bookmaking, loan sharking, which leads to turf battles, which leads to murder. That didn't happen. But I can say through my different investigations that the Italian organized crime has been here. Tulsa is not really owned. Well, it was for a period of time underneath the Kansas City mafia group. And if you think back to the late 70s and the early 80s and the proliferation at that time of dirty bookstores, you kind of got to look back historically. That was Kansas City's area of specialty, and they brought that down to Tulsa. I can tell you that my uncle, Bill Curley, who was kind of a crime figure back in the 60s, became a big bootlegger. He had a nightclub on Skelly Bypass about where the T.L. Osborne place was there between Utica and Peoria on the south side. He was rolling in dough. I mean, there was a ton of money flowing through there. He was involved in corrupting government officials and things of that nature. And I can remember when my aunt was trying desperately to get away from him, and he was very violent and abusive. She said that one day the mob showed up from Kansas City. He really thought he was like the big man on campus, and they said, "You owe us money." He goes, "I don't owe you anything." So after he got out of the hospital, after they beat him nearly to death, he realized, "Oh, I guess I do owe some money." So he was paying the Kansas City mob and then became kind of accustomed and liking that little mob thing. So he participated in, I can't recall which casino in Las Vegas, but Kansas City was skimming money out of a casino. I don't know if it was a Stardust or whatever, but he was one of many that would just take a trip out there with the empty suitcase and come back with a suitcase stuffed with money. And then literally a black Cadillac would show up from Kansas City, count the money, make sure it was all there, and take it. That was his contribution. Don't have many more stories than that since he was murdered and got involved in a little shootout. But we have had things, and even to this day, when we were investigating the Neil Sweeney murder, Mr. Sweeney was a member of a development board to help a particular tribe deal with their cash, what they could do to benefit their tribal members. So we were looking into that, and in that, we came across another tribe that had been truly infiltrated by the New York City mafia, and there was a multitude of federal indictments, which really didn't hit the news out here, but it was a mafia family. I think it was the Lucchese's. The Lucchese family had come out to Oklahoma and infiltrated this little tribe that had casinos near the Kansas border, and they had got their hooks into it because I found that there is no oversight. I mean, no real proactive oversight to guard the Indians' huge pots of money, which attracts organized crime. So, yeah, really, the mob has been here a long time ago, recently. We just don't have it like New York City has it.
Years ago, Tulsa was an open city, which meant it was not controlled or owned by any of the various mobs. And they used one of the more expensive hotels to hold the meetings of the hierarchy within the mob. Those were very closely monitored by law enforcement.
Here in Tulsa?
Yes. The meetings were held here at a hotel, which is still in business, and I won't go any further than that. They weren't involved. It was just a convenient meeting place. Mike mentioned the dirty bookstore, and while I was chief, we put an officer in as an employee at one of the dirty bookstores that's no longer there at Admiral and Lewis. Worked there for a year. At one point, he was told that a guy from back east was going to come visit him. And the guy, who was obviously a mobster, came in and offered him a full-time job as the manager of two or three bookstores that were here in town because he was the only employee they had that came to work on time and didn't steal from them. Interestingly enough, after a year, I think 70-some arrests resulted, not in Tulsa, but in Houston, all involving child porn. It was never broadcast or anything. That information from our surveillance and work in that bookstore, which is no longer in existence.
The internet had changed the landscape of organized crime activity. Bookstores, you don't need them anymore. You can get that crap on the internet. You can gamble on the internet. You can do so many things on the internet that it took a person to actually facilitate. Although there are still bookies, and when there's bookies, there's still a loan shark that's going to collect some money.
One of the big bookies here in town used to lay off his bets to the bookies in Vegas. I had a good friend who was working that case, and he charged the guy with operating an interstate gambling ring. The judge called the bookie a mom-and-pop operation and dismissed the charges against him. It was a bad deal. It should not have happened that way.
For at least the first 8 or 10 years in the Wheeler case, anything that had an organized crime touch to it, somebody would send me a copy. You know, we had a bookie here that checked back to Meyer Lansky. He was one of the founding fathers of the mob money-making as we know it. I had gotten some information that one of the guys that was really well-known in his era, he's since imprisoned, Vincent Gigante, they called him the Chin. He was the guy that feigned mental illness where he'd walk around the streets of New York in a bathrobe knowing he was under surveillance. He went to a really high-level mob meeting in the Grand Lake area that I had gotten some word about. So, you know, anytime there's money, I mean, Carlos Marcellus was associated with Robert Sutton. You know, they named the baseball stadium after for a while, and then when all that association came to light, they took his name off the baseball stadium. So, you know, we've had it. We'll probably still always have something, but crime has taken its turn. The ones we really got to worry about are the true street gangs that we have that are firing shots out there every night.